Yeah. Yeah. Let me get this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What could it be? It was all a dream. All right. I was thinking of that this morning. It was all a dream. That's Notorious B.I.G. But what I was thinking at the breakfast table, Strawberry Fields. My daughter was singing the Beatles, Strawberry Fields, and I started singing it, and I got to that part where he's like, nothing is real, and you're like, that's such like a 1960s Smokey McPot idea, nothing is real. Like, obviously something is real, like something is real. I'm looking at my breakfast and I'm thinking about that. It was yogurt with granola and a cut up banana and a cappuccino. I had the banana and then I made the cappuccino, and I was thinking about that. Nothing is real. What an absurd idea. Obviously, something is real. Like, something is real. Something. To say nothing is real, that's incorrect. Obviously. Obviously, a basic idea. Something is real. But it is nothing to get hung about. That part is on the money. Nothing to get hung about. Okay, I had to check the lyrics. Yes, that was, I remembered it right. Nothing to get hung about. Once in a while, you gotta check things on the What's the Matter with Me podcast. Thank you for tuning in. You are tuned in to the What's the Matter with Me podcast. My name is John. I'm 44 years old, husband, father of two, small business owner, radio DJ, podcaster. I have multiple sclerosis, trigeminal neuralgia, and I made this podcast to share what I'm going through. Thank you for tuning in. Nothing to get hung about. From chaos comes order. One way to enjoy hopping hot sauce is on pasta. In the midst of near total chaos, small rituals ground us, nourishing both body and soul. In conclusion, let's raise a toast to vegetable pasta with hoppin' hot sauce.
Hoppin' hot sauce, it's the best hot sauce. Hoppin' hot sauce, it's the best sauce in the world. The world, I'm telling you.
Shout outs to Schwabino. Schwabino, big shout out. He wrote in appreciating the photographs in the On Pasta post on hoppinhotsauce.com. And I was like, oh yeah, this guy is a photographer. He wrote in. So gotta give shout outs to Schwabino, Kicking, Fatal, Aikido, Kung Fu, Karate. They're about to find your body. You better ask somebody. MyMediaDesigner.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend. My Media Designer. My hair right now is long. Long as it's been since 2009. See for yourself. Subscribers get the selfie. I was thinking about the selfie. It's an NFT. It's a collectible. It's a blockchain. But don't take it from me. I don't know what I'm talking about. To me, blockchain sounds like a necklace. It's like a gold chain made of blocks, right? Blocky pieces. It must be blocky pieces of gold that you wear in a necklace. Blockchain. Box chain. That's what I'm thinking of. I used to work in the jewelry business and bunch of chains. I shouldn't be your kind of online finance advisor. I think it sounds like a necklace. And it's not exactly. It's kind of close. The wine delivery is tomorrow. And we've been back in one or two beers. Dry January, remember that? We've been back in that for a few days, but it's like dry, one or two beers, dry January, February, Marchuary. We've been in that mode for the past few days. Long live one or two beers, dry January. Long live one or two beers, dry January. I collected the poetry I've written since, because I've been kind of, you know, if you follow the podcast, you know I've been becoming a published poet. That's been a project, and I've theoretically achieved a small measure of success at that. And it's only theoretical success. So I was like, do I have new poems? And I write new poems. But the last time I collected poems into a document, and I've been submitting those poems, the last time I did that was 2020. And then I moved here to San Leandro. So I collected what poetry I've written since I moved here. And it surprised me. I had over 45 pages of poetry. Single-spaced Times New Roman 12-point font size, 45+. So I can like submit. That's enough for a book of poetry. They call it a chap book. I guess you stick it in your chaps. I'm like, why did they call it that? A chap book. Stick it in your chaps. A chap book is a small item from Wikipedia's page, chap book. A chapbook is a small publication of about 40 pages, sometimes bound with a saddle stitch. In early modern Europe, a chapbook was a type of printed street literature produced cheaply. Chapbooks were small paper-covered booklets, usually printed on a single sheet. Woodcut, which sometimes bore no relation to the text, much like today's stock photos, and were often read aloud to an audience. When illustrations were included in chapbooks, they were considered popular prints. Okay, chapbooks. Early modern Europe. I like that idea of printing it with random stock photos. Big shout outs to Chapbook. No, big shout outs to Schwabino. So yeah, it's enough to make a chapbook. I have been writing poetry. I write it in Google Keep app. It's a notes application. And that way I can, it kind of goes across my computer to my phone and I can, they're networked together. And then I can port it to Google Documents. I just copy and paste them into one Google document. So I guess I'll do that again in 4 years. Maybe make a chapbook. Last night, I went to the San Leandro School of Music. It was like the whole district. I went to the San Leandro Unified School District spring concert, and I went in my wheelchair. It was cool. It was at the middle school. It was in the gym. That's not far from here. John's going to go to that middle school, barring anything. He's going to go to that school in the fall. So it was cool for him to like run around and explore the middle school. There's a couple middle schools in San Leandro, but this is the one he would go to. So they had a kind of music spring concert, and there were a bunch of bands, different bands from all the schools. Like I'm saying, there were four elementary schools, and the way they do it in San Leandro is the elementary schools are all taught by one guy, and he goes once a week. And they are kind of getting it together. So they had four of those bands that once a week get taught by this guy. They learn the same material. So then the four bands played, the fifth graders all played together. I think they're all fifth grader. They might have some fourth grader. And then there was the middle school band, the Bancroft Middle School Band. They have a band program at the school, and I hope my son will take part, because they have a more serious band. They play more complicated repertoire, like they played Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, okay, if you can't get that, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. And if you're there with me, you're there. We were there last night. They played Earth, Wind, and Fire, a couple of their tunes, kind of Latin jazz number, salsa. They played, and they had soloists on the saxophone. It was like, be quiet, the flutes are playing. You know, the guy worked it around the arrangement. It was really about, you know, different sections of the band taking different, they would often pass a melody from brass and to the reeds and to the flutes, and you know, so, and they had a high school, the San Leandro High School Band was there, and they played kind of Latin jazz, I would say. They were a jazz band, and they had soloists, they had a drum set soloist that, you know, the kid could play guitar, he's a little tighter. You know, so it was this kind of thing where the concert, the material and the bands and their facility with their instruments, it was there. John has been thinking, I don't want to play music anymore, but this was good for him to see if you keep at it, this is where you go. And it gets better and better. And I told him last night, I was like, you're going to want to play music for somebody. It's cool. You can stand up in front of everyone and have them all look at you and rock out, you know, and it's kind of a thing. You're going to want to be able to play someone a song. I think it opened his eyes a little. So I went to the concert in my wheelchair, and I went in there alone because my wife was off parking the car. She dropped me off in front in my chair, and I just wheeled inside. She went to go park, and there was parking a couple blocks away. So I had to figure out, roll in there. It's kind of hard because you're in this wheelchair. You have I have very poor visibility when I'm in my wheelchair. I'm like, I can't see the room. I'm trying not to like run anything over and to make this. So when I'm alone, it's like I can barely be like, turn right on this street. You know, I'm just like really caught up in all the cracks, like trying not to tip my wheelchair over. And trying not to, in this thing, trying not to run over some kid, you know? And the adults are big. I can see them, but the kids are kind of weaving in and out like kids do. So, gotta avoid them. It was a concert. It was kind of interesting because the fifth graders were all to one side to the right in front of the stage. And then the middle school band was to the left in front of the stage. And on the stage was the high school band. So it's like a lot of bands. So I come in here, I'm like, I can't see my son. And I don't know where to go. We're in a gym. There's a couple hundred, it seems like, wooden folding chairs set out, you know, like ancient metal frame and then wooden seat folding chairs, like ancient school gymnasium folding chairs. They, at the end of the concert, they all got folded up. I'll get into that. So I was like, would I go down the first row? Usually I would like ditch myself, but then I was like, no, it's a concert, so I want to go in the middle. And it wasn't, you know, I was on time shortly after doors opened. So I went inside and I got myself kind of in the middle of the room, actually, next to some open chairs. And I thought, my wife can sit in these chairs when she gets here. And it all worked out. The concert, yeah, I couldn't see my son really. And that was too bad, but that wasn't the point. The point was him to see the high school band and the middle school band and see, okay, I can, there's a future here. And I'm sure he did experience that. Talking with him later, he talked about all the fifth graders and they had a break. They had practice together. For the first time ever, all the schools played Old MacDonald together. You know, all the fifth graders. Then they broke. And according to John, they ran around the school like maniacs into the choir room. He was telling me about all the rooms. He was like, there's a choir room. There's a music room. There's a sports room. I think that's the locker room, because he wasn't talking about the gym. So anyway, we had the concert start with the fifth graders, went to middle school, then the high school. When it was time to leave, they were like, okay, we want you to grab your folding chairs and put them in these racks underneath the stage. So I was like, okay, cool. All these chairs will like disappear and I'll be able to just roll straight out of here. I won't have to worry about the exit being in the middle. I won't have to wait for everyone because what everyone's going to be doing is functionally clearing a path. So that worked. All the people started packing up the chairs, folding them up and sticking them under the stage. And it 10 minutes later, we left. It wasn't too bad. So it's cool to go to the San Leandro Spring, San Leandro Unified School District Spring Concert. It was cool because my son will be in that middle school. I told them, you don't have to play trumpet. You can switch instrument. Whatever instrument you want to play, you can switch because you're young now. You're 1 year into it. So we'll see about that. He was like, maybe the saxophone. And I was like, mentally, I was like, maybe whatever. You just play some music. Don't quit. Stick with it, because then you get to play someone a song. That's pretty good. Well, thanks for tuning in to the What's the Matter with Me podcast. Send me an email. You get a shout out. Use the contact form on whatsthematterwithme.org and subscribe while you're at it. Email me, john@hopinworld.com, J-O-H-N, at H-O-P-P-I-N. J-O-H-N, at H-O-P-P-I-N-W-O-R-L-D.com. john@hopinworld.com. It's a hopping world. Thank you for tuning in to the What's the Matter with Me podcast.